All of my life I fantasized that we could produce the fully reduced form of alpha-lipoic acid, dihydrolipoic acid, but I, of course, was told that that was foolish. It's a highly unstable compound. And, of course, to make matters worse, it would have to be from a live source based on the great pioneering work of Dr. Fritz Albert Popp. So it couldn't, you couldn't just make it. It had to be live source. And, of course, in our way of thinking, the molecule is too high energy, too unstable, so it couldn't be done. So actually we had to do a little thinking out of the box. And based on some pioneering work being done in Israel on the manufacturing of B vitamins, I got the idea that we could train probiotics, the little beneficial microorganisms that exist from the mouth to the anus, that we could train them to make DHLA for us. And boy, do they do the job magnificently. And so for the first time in history, or at least recent history, we've produced a stable form of the high-energy DHLA inside the probiotic. So when you sip the probiotic, the guy hits your mucous membranes, goes straight on through. The membrane breaks when it hits the blood and liberates the cargo, the DHLA. What a magnificent concept. And this, of course, I believe was the original factory engineering from the Creator. And so we're just taking a page from his magnificent book. And so you might say, okay, you got DHLA in the bloodstream. What have you got? You have the king of antioxidants, unparalleled free radical protection, the best antioxidant on the block, because in addition to being able to quench every known free radical that could occur in living tissue, this guy takes it one up on that by regenerating or reducing vitamin E. In other words, when vitamin E has been used up in the blood, it is oxidized and useless. But when it hits DHLA, it regenerates it. Same thing for CoQ10. It reduces it. And that's not enough. It does the same thing for glutathione, vitamin C. Wow, this guy is the biggest player on the block. And even NADH and NADPH, nicotinamide, adenine dinucleotide, a very critical player in the brain and in the area of the substantia nigra, very, very important player on the block. And it actually quenches the superoxide anion free radical, but it does not regenerate SOD. Wow. And if that's not enough on DHLA, we've coupled it. Each quarter teaspoon delivers about 80 to 85 milligrams of DHLA, but it also has 5 milligrams of resveratrol. And this is the perfect escort for resveratrol, because this guy is preserved in 1/20th of an ounce of organic alcohol, so it takes the resveratrol right into the bloodstream as well, so it bypasses the liver's glucuronidation and prevents the damage to resveratrol. These two guys are believed to be some of the best anti-aging, if not the best anti-aging players on the block. And if that's not enough, because DHLA is exquisite at repairing a DNA strand break, and resveratrol substantially increases the time the cell has to do the strand break repair job. Wow, what a team. And if this is not enough, we now know that DHLA also raises ATP, the high-energy adenosine triphosphate at the cell. And, of course, it does need a partner to do that. And that, of course, would be coenzyme A and or acetyl coenzyme A. And, of course, those, the only place on earth that I know you can buy those as a supplement would be Max Stress B. So together, these guys work like nothing you've ever seen. When I look at my desk, I see a quart bottle full of all these really slick probiotic-generated players that I'm going to sip through the day so that I have the maximum benefit. One more thing about DHLA, if you swig it down, it's out of your bloodstream in about 40, 45 minutes. Whereas if you sip it through the day, you can get a peak effect and have very good levels for more than 24 hours. So you definitely want to sip this. You don't want to slug it down.